For World, this is The Sift. I'm Kristen Flavin. The Department of Defense says a Chinese surveillance balloon is over the central U.S. and headed west. The balloon was first spotted in U.S. airspace yesterday, flying at altitudes higher than commercial flights. Pentagon Press Secretary Patrick Ryder.
We currently assess that the balloon does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground at this time.
China calls it a weather balloon that's off course. Secretary of State Tony Blinken was supposed to leave for China today, but has postponed the trip. U.S. employers added more than 500,000 jobs last month, dramatically outpacing expectations and driving down unemployment to more than 50-year lows. Hotel, bar, and restaurant workers made up nearly a quarter of the new jobs. Other job sectors also improved. Economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
Part of the beauty of this report is that there are so many jobs spread across essentially all the key sectors.
The unexpected gains come as the Federal Reserve continues efforts to restrict economic growth in an attempt to drive down inflation. Officials with the European Union are visiting Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv, today. They say the EU is preparing more economic sanctions on Russia. European Council President Charles Michel.
Dear President, dear Vladimir, the EU is with you today. The EU will be with you and your people tomorrow and for as long as it takes.
The new sanctions will target technology used by Russia's military, including parts used to manufacture drones. It's the 10th round of economic sanctions imposed by the EU on Russia since it invaded Ukraine a year ago. The Northeast United States is expecting frigid temperatures and high winds this weekend. Some areas are already getting 80-mile-per-hour winds, and it's knocked out power to some areas. In the South, hundreds of thousands of people are still without power after a winter storm hit earlier this week. This Texan has been without power for days.
Our only heat source is our fireplace, and the elements have been cold, and we've been in bed, snuggled up under, like, 5 or 6 blankets.
There have been no reported deaths as a result of the power outages. Pope Francis is pleading with leaders in South Sudan to stop fighting. Pope Francis, through a translator.
Now it's time to say no more of this without ifs or buts. No more bloodshed, no more conflicts, no more violence.
Civil war and conflict have raged in Sudan since its formation in 2011. The U.S. State Department says the country's population is around 60% Christian. For World, I'm Kristen Flavin. For more sound journalism grounded in facts and biblical truth, visit thesift.org.